We are so excited to welcome you back to Gather to Scatter. We are Jordan, Mariah, and Rachel, three friends who love to talk about Jesus. We are currently in our relationship series. This week, we are continuing our conversation around our relationships with God. Mm-hmm. Last episode, Rachel touched on worship and history. Mm-hmm. I touched on personal relationships. And today, Joe is going to touch on identity, worth, and value. Mm. We must gather well to scatter well. We'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll definitely be weird. But our hope is that we will encourage you to scatter well alongside us with a solid foundation on Scripture.
Amen. Yes. Man, oh man.
It's good to be back.
So, do we have a question?
So good to be back.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I need a name for this segment. We'll work on it.
Okay. TBD. TBD, guys.
Put it on the to-do list.
I really wanted to come up with it on the spot, but that's not happening.
It's okay.
Okay. I feel like my questions are really...
quirky questions.
Oh.
Are they quirky? I was literally just about to say, like, how lame
how yours
are.
Not.
Oh, yeah. Well,
mine are weird, so...
Well, yours, I don't know.
Yours is more like story time.
Okay. I did do, do we think that there's road rage?
Yeah, that was the first one.
That was a question.
That was a good one.
One. I think you're at a 33% rate of questions to story time. So
look, I just want to share.
I never ask questions.
I just
want to share
my random knowledge with y'all.
No, I love that.
It's
but
not
we
that
can't
we don't
call
like it
quirky questions
okay.
when
if
they're
it's not questions.
Silly story times.
I feel like that's already taken.
So
quirky questions.
That, no, that's silly songs with Larry.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
So,
thank you.
Here's my question. Oh, that was good. Do you want to sing that some more?
No.
Okay.
Copyrighted.
Yeah, I feel like I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay. Which sense do you think you use the most? Seeing, smelling, tasting, hearing, touching. Okay, I'll go first.
Oh. Okay.
You
I have a question. Here's my answer.
No, you were both thinking, so I was going to not let there be a pause, but go ahead. I heard you take a breath.
Think hearing.
Okay, why?
Because even, okay, you know when you're sleeping and something's going on while you're sleeping, but it like somehow incorporates itself into your dream because you're still hearing it. So even when your eyes are closed, you're actively hearing.
Are you actively hearing?
Yeah.
Subconsciously.
Well, I mean, you're still hearing, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a woman's brain, when we're asleep, it's only like 10% off.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that scientific?
Mm-hmm.
Men, what are men's?
There's 100% off most of
no,
the time.
I think it's really 10 and 70.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be so because women bear children and we need to be able to hear when the kid's crying. I'm like, flaw in the design god, 50-50, I'm just saying. But you did a great job. That was rude.
We're talking about this relationship later.
Yeah. Okay, I think hearing as well. I didn't think about that, though. I think that the time that we're in, we're just consuming so much. Mm-hmm. We're always listening to something, music or a podcast or people talking to us. We are listening, I think, more than reading now. The average, I guess.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm a counselor, so I gotta listen all day.
Yeah. I mean, we all three listen all day.
Okay. Does breathing count as smelling?
No.
No.
You're always breathing, but I don't think that's the same thing as smelling.
No.
Well, guys, guess what?
What?
My answer was also hearing.
Yes! Oh. We are in sync.
Love it.
What did I say? I think hearing, because you're not actively using your senses until your brain is triggered, and the first thing that triggers my brain is noises, so I think my hearing is always working overtime.
There we go.
That's funny.
That is
kind of what you said.
Yeah.
I don't remember writing that, but it's good.
But you did.
We're all on the same page.
Maybe I wrote it in my dream when I heard something.
Maybe.
I've had cool dreams lately. I have to tell y'all about it.
Okay.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Quirky questions or...
Silly stories.
Or
I like alliteration, so I'm like.
I know, I feel you. Yeah.
Okay, that'll be your project. She's trying to do it right now.
I am. I'm thinking. Oh, I'm not going to get it. I'm not too. Yeah. It's been a long day. Okay.
Joe, yes. Let's hear about it. Okay. Let's hear about what you want to talk about.
Yeah. So last week, as Mariah said, we talked about God as our protector and our leader and our father. So while the best place to start when thinking about anything is thinking about it in relation to God, we should always start by thinking about our relationship to God. But I think it's important to recognize that many times we don't ask this question, we being the general person. Got a lot of introspective friends out there, and we appreciate you. But I think generally, with as busy as the world is, as many narratives as there are flying around from the world of this is important, this is important, this is who you are, I think it's fair to say that typically we have to remind ourselves to ask this question.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, totally.
And so it's distracting because the world is telling us specific narratives, and it encourages us to buy into what they are saying. But in order to know who we are, we have to know who he is. And so our right response to God is to worship him. And that should be what our relationship with him looks like, is living out a life that is honoring to him, where we are worshiping, we are giving him our time, our talent, and our treasure every day, all throughout the day. Of course, we are fallen, so we need help. We need reminders. Community is important. All of this, honestly, up until this point, all of the episodes go together because we need to be considering our relationship with him. He created us in his image, and so we are naturally community-oriented, right? And so he has invited us into a personal relationship with him. And so one of the narratives that I hear a lot among all people, but I think it's vocalized more with women, is surrounding our identity, our worth, our value. And so we've touched before on Genesis, and what it tells us. So I want to bring it back a little bit to Genesis 1, 27 and 31. Do you want to read it?
Just 27 or 27 through 31?
27 and 31.
So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. 31. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day.
So God created us in his image. He created you in his image. He created all three of us in his image, and he said it was good. Male and female were created in his image. And so another question to ask when we question our identity and our worth and our value, and it is not in line with what scripture tells us, we need to ask the question, who told me that fill in the blank was true? So who told you that your identity is in anything other than him, that your worth is found in how much you have to bring to the table, and your dress size, your relationship status, and your parenting, your job performance, your diet, your exercises? Who told you that your identity or your worth or your value are found in these things? Not God. What did God say? We are made in his image. And so I have more scripture, Luke, Psalms, Ephesians, 1 John, Romans. We can go to scripture to see what God says about us. And we need to do it more often. So this is actually in the document. If y'all want to read, we can like go around. I'll start with Luke 12:7, and then Rach, you can go after me. So what does scripture tell us? Luke 12:7. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Ephesians 2:10. For we are all God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were all still sinners, Christ died for us.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, yes, God is our protector. He is our leader. He is our father. What does that mean about me? That means I need to be protected. I'm a follower. Mm-hmm. I'm a daughter. Mm-hmm. That is who I am to him. I am someone that he needs to protect from the world, yeah, but also from me because I am a fallen sinner. Mm-hmm. I am a follower of him. We see in scripture Jesus as the shepherd, mm-hmm. because we are sheep, and that he is going to leave the 99 for the one because we are going to wander. Yeah. Even when 99 out of 100, I'm the one that's walking away, and Jesus is like, come on.
Yeah.
He's coming to get me, right?
Yeah. Well, something that I think is so interesting about identity in what you're talking about, Joe, especially in Genesis. So the world will tell us that our identity is in what we can do, mm-hmm. and what our function mm-hmm. is. And we see in Genesis before the fall, when woman is created, in verse 23, chapter 1, verse 23, Adam says, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She yeah. shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. Mm-hmm. So she was titled how she was made and who she was. Mm-hmm. But then after the fall, in Genesis 3, so after the fall happens, this woman that you've given me, all of that, after the curse is placed, Adam then named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. So her mm-hmm. function then became who she was known as.
Yeah.
And then we see that after the fall, especially women, like our, quote, identity in the world's eyes mm-hmm. is what we can do, what we can bring to the table, yeah. what we identify ourselves as, instead of who we were just made to be.
Yeah. And typically, like, when I meet people, when I see people meeting people, the first question is, hey, what's your name? Mm-hmm. The second question is, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Right? And so that is where we will find our identity, because people are asking us that question. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was visiting a friend out of the country, and one of the first questions that a new person in a different country asked me was, how do you like to spend your time? Mm-hmm. That was the second question this person asked me. Like, hey, it's Jordan, right? Mm-hmm. How do you like to spend your time? Mm-hmm. And I was like prepared to tell him, I actually just went back to school to get my master's in school counseling. And then he asked me that question. And I was like, I love to play volleyball, you know? And I just wasn't ready for the question. The questions that we ask other people are so important. Mm-hmm. The questions that we ask ourselves are so important. Mm-hmm. So how often are we saying, like, ooh, did God say this, or is the world saying this?
But even in that question, yes, it's not what you do vocationally. It was, what do you do?
Yeah.
Instead of, who are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
It's weird.
If you guys want to hear what our identities were before Christ, you can go back and listen to our testimonies episode. Yeah. We certainly talked about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and like, we still have to remind ourselves all the time. Rachel was over yesterday and we were talking about different things. Like, mm-hmm. man, I have to literally tell my brain to stop, mm-hmm. focus on what God says is true, and then move on.
Yeah.
But that's a practice that we should be doing regularly, yeah. not just when it's, ooh, this hurt. Like, ooh, here was an insecurity. Lord, help me. Mm-hmm. But in all of the things that we do.
Yeah.
So if we talk about our identity or our worth or our value, ask, who told you that? If it was God, mm-hmm. great. You are walking in line with what scripture says. If it is not, literally ask, like, okay, who told me this? Like, oh, okay, social media told me this. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, a significant other told me this. A parent told me this. Like, investigate it, tease it out, so that you can continue to walk in your relationship with God. Because when we get bogged down in figuring out what is my identity, what is my worth, what is my value outside of him, that is naturally going to negatively affect our relationship. I was going to say sever, but that's aggressive. Like, negatively affect our relationship with God, because our attention is askew. Mm-hmm.
Can you break that down, though, when you say it came from God?
What do you mean?
If it came from God versus it coming from a parent or social media or all the other examples that you gave.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the verses that we just read, or, like, what Rachel was saying. Okay.
So you mean scripture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if it came from the Lord. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good clarifying question. If you see it in scripture, that is from God, mm-hmm. and so you can move forward knowing that it is. Sure. If it was from a significant other, a parent, a teacher, mm-hmm. a boss, whoever, it's not even necessarily like, that's not true. Mm-hmm. But, like, okay, can I find what they said about me to be true based on what's in Scripture? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think we have to be careful with, we talked about this earlier, actually, we have to be careful with the questions that we're asking and how we search the Scriptures, which is why studying the Bible is so important in and of itself. Because if I want to know what happened to the dinosaurs, mm-hmm. I can't get mad that that Bible is not going to answer that question for me.
Read Job.
Okay. But does it say?
It's got the Leviathan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it say what happened to the Leviathan?
I don't know.
Thank you.
It does not. Is the Leviathan a dinosaur?
I think so.
There is a theory that that is.
Yeah.
That is. But okay. We can talk about that.
Yeah. I do wonder. I do question dinosaurs.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
And we have to be like, okay, God gave me in the Bible what I need. Mm-hmm. He also gave me what I could handle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I have a finite mind. Mm-hmm. And so I need to appreciate the fact that in my finite mind, I don't need to go around searching for these things. Mm-hmm. What I need to search for is truth.
Mm-hmm. I think on that note, especially when we're talking about listening to what other people are saying about us, we need to be very, very careful when people who are well-meaning tell us that they have a word from the Lord for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If it is not in line with Scripture, that is not from God, because He will never contradict Himself.
Right.
So just be very careful when people are telling you that, not to place hopes and dreams on things that do not come directly from the Lord.
Yeah, and there are good ways to phrase that. Like, because I've had people who things have been on their heart to tell me, and it, like, honestly, one particular time, it was something that I needed to hear from the Lord, and I think it was from Him, but the verbiage used was, God told me to tell you. Don't say that. Don't say that. Mm-hmm. What you can say is like, hey, I've really been thinking about you a lot. I've been praying for you, and I really wanted to share this with you. I've been thinking about how you were struggling with fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that whatever the thing is that you've been thinking on, pondering on, praying about.
I've read about. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not, God told me to tell you.
We need to be very careful when we put words in God's mouth.
Yeah. Just don't do it. Unless.
Unless He's already said it. Yeah.
And then just repeat what He said. But yeah, so in thinking about our relationship with Him, we need to recognize our status. And so, yes, identity and worth and value can go into those things. But we are made in God's image. And Jesus died on the cross for us. Jesus died on the cross for us. Jesus died on the cross for us. Mm-hmm. Like, we are so used to that. But think about that. Wild. The perfect Son of God lived a perfect life that we could never live, because we had separated ourselves from Him so that He could die on the cross for our sins, defeat sin and death, be raised to life, give us the Holy Spirit, and ascend to the right hand of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's massive. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing that has ever happened. That is the good news.
Yeah.
And we can't become callous to that.
Amen.
So when we are confused about our relationship with God, about our status in light of our relationship to God, remember that. Be humbled by that. Praise Him for that mercy and that grace.
Yeah.
It's so important. God is the creator of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And He sent His Son for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's just too good. It makes me excited. So this is kind of silly, but like, consider the dollar. If you have a hard time, thinking about, like, okay, how do I know my worth? Think about the dollar. If I see George Washington's face, I know it's a $1 bill. Whereas if I see Benjamin Franklin's, I know it's a $100 bill. Consider yourself. I have the value. I, Jordan, have the value that is fixed and does not change based on life circumstances, weight loss, relationship status, because I am made in God's image, because I am His daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story. That is true for all of us.
Amen.
Who are His sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone is welcome and invited into that relationship.
And that is such a relief that our value is not based on what we can do. Because we will always fall short of even our own standards. Because if we set up, okay, I am going to be the best person I can be, we will still fail in that. Because we are imperfect humans. But that is not where our value lies. It lies in what He has already done for us.
And He knows. He knows we are fallen. That's not shocking to Him. When we start to put our value, our worth, our identity in our job or our status as a daughter or sister, like a earthly daughter or sister or whatever your earthly status is, then you're going to fall into, well, I fell short. And these people had this expectation of me and I fell short. So sorry. You're always going to eventually let someone down because you're imperfect. That shouldn't surprise them. It also shouldn't surprise you. And we can't have unrealistic expectations for ourselves or anyone else. God knows we are fallen. That's why He sent His Son. It's already done. It's a period. Jesus won, period, not semicolon. And then they had to work, or and then they had to be the best saleswoman. They had to be the best this. They had to be the best that.
I think that's why it's so important though to be in the Word every day, because it, like, everything we're saying is not easy. Like, we're not sitting here like trying to make it sound like we have it all together.
It's so hard.
Like, I mean, because we're, you know, we're talking about it confidently, but like, just subtle reminder, like, this is a reminder to ourselves as well. Like, we are talking to ourselves, and so that's why it's so important to be in the Word every day, because, you know, you go to your job five times a week for the most part, depending on what you do, but you're at your job so much of your life, and like, you're hopefully with your community or hopefully with your family a lot of your life too. So it's so easy to fall into the identity of these of these things. So that is why it's also like to just even just open your Bible one time a day is so important, because it helps bring you back.
And it's easy to fall out of community and fall out of the rhythm of reading your Bible. There are so many times where I, on a Sunday or a Tuesday, or if we have small group or supper club, I'm like, I have nothing left in me. I'm not going. And when I go, gosh, it's so much better.
Recharging.
So amazing. It takes everything in me to peel myself out of my home, put myself in my car and go, or if Rachel's picking me up, to get in her car. But it's just, it's every single time. Not, I'm thinking, because I'm like, is this right? This is right. Not once have I been like, I do not want to go, gone and regretted it when I have been going to my church community. Never.
Well, and that extends to, like, even when we are grieving a sin in our life, like, even though it is hard and we don't want to go and we don't want to face the accountability, when we go and when we grieve that with fellow sisters in Christ, like, it is such a relief. But that is so countercultural to what the world says. The world says, hide your flaws, put on the happy face, let everyone just see the best
covered up
Instagram version of you.
Highlight reel.
Yeah, but no, if you are, because God knows, God is aware. And when we live in community where we can be our real selves and be known and loved, it's such a better life.
And that doesn't mean easier. That doesn't mean the days that I've not wanted to go and have gone, I've been like, everything's great afterwards. I've still been really low, but the people who know me and love me and needed to know how low I was came alongside of me and were praying for me, and I was not alone in it. And we need that. So our pastor, he often talks about the Atlanta narrative. And that tells us that, you know, if you're not getting married, having a baby, buying a house, remodeling your house, or buying a doodle, you're not achieving what's desired. And it's so true. But that narrative is a trap. And we should ourselves all the time. We say, I should be here. I should be there.
And that just sounded weird. We should ourselves. It just sounded weird to me.
Okay.
It made me laugh. Moving along.
Well, I don't like that.
We should ourselves? I needed to say it myself.
Okay.
It was so funny.
Jordan was on a roll.
You know, I'm it. So you sorry. I just couldn't hold it in. ignore my faces. You just gotta keep going. Just let me make the face and keep going.
That's okay, me. But when you make a face and go at me, how do you expect me to ignore that?
Just roll your eyes and keep going.
I was confused. I didn't know what was wrong.
I was too. Okay. Until I said that last.
All right.
Let's rephrase that.
All right, that narrative, it's a trap. Mm-hmm. So we can't consider the stage that we think we should be in. We can't consider, hey, I will have value when I have this. Mm. I will have value when I've bought a home. I will have value when I have gotten this promotion. I will have value when, I don't know, I make someone happy, when I get married, when I whatever. Mm-hmm. We can't live in that mindset because these things are earthly things and they're never going to make us more worthy of anything or more valuable than we currently are. Mm-hmm. Think of the dollar. We are made in God's image. Amen. That is what is stamped on me. What are you going to say, Rach?
And when we get those things, there will always be something else.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I heard this, but I know I just heard this. Mm-hmm. Where it's Christ is living water that it satisfies. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we get to a point where we haven't been in the Word so much that our minds are so, we crave that water. We crave identity. We crave value. So we mirage it. Mm-hmm. So we look at jobs and identity and worth, and it looks like a mirage in the desert. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's water that will fulfill us, mm-hmm. but we get there and it's sand, mm-hmm. and it does not fulfill, and it does not bring us quenching water. It's just dust.
Yeah.
Then we're still thirsty.
You're even more thirsty.
Yeah, it's worse. One, it's a roller coaster, and it's one that we continually put ourselves on, mm-hmm. but just like we have to work on our relationships with each other. So many people that I know, myself included, sometimes are just like, no new friends, you know, no new friends. We're full. We're at capacity. I can't do any more. I literally did that with Rachel. And now here we are 3 years later. But if we had not put forth the effort to spend time together, if I had never met Mariah and then followed up and, you know, we went on our first date to Good Kitchen. It was so fun. And if we had not done these things together, we would not be sitting here talking about the Lord, hoping that other people will hear us talking, ask questions about Him, and enter into a relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. That's actively participating in a relationship. We have to do that with God too. And so we have to actively take ourselves off of this roller coaster that we get on day after day after day. And say, all right, Lord, what do you say about me?
Amen.
And that's a thing that only I can do for me.
Yeah.
Friends can hold me accountable. Friends can encourage me. Pastors, elders. I have to do it myself. Mm-hmm. People can't make me stop talking to someone that I shouldn't talk to. People can't make me stop doing things that are unhealthy for me. People can't make me eat well. Mm-hmm. I have to do that for myself. Mm-hmm. And we have to seek Him. Because it's the right response, mm-hmm. is to worship Him. Our right response, our right relationship is Him as our Father and us as His children. One of the things that our pastors said that stuck with me, he said, the Lord's desire for us to live for Him alone frees us from the tyranny of man's approval, helps the world to see Jesus, and allows us to know the love of the Father as we were always meant to know Him. Those last five words, always meant to know Him. There are so many different versions of God that have become little g God across the globe, mm-hmm. because people don't actually have a relationship with Him. And so then they have hurt from a Christian or from the church. And then they put that on God. And so that's their understanding of God. And that affects their relationship with God. So they are stunted into walking into a right relationship with Him. Because what they've learned about Him is a lie. And it's not really who He is. Which goes back to us having to be careful about the Lord told me to tell you. God said this. God gave me a vision, gave me a word. We have to be so careful generally across the board with what we are saying to people and to each other and to ourselves. And like Mariah was saying, that's not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. So daily you're in the Word. every week, multiple times a week, you're in your community, whether that's a phone call, small group, going to church multiple times a week. But again, that's you being active in it so that you can be in right relationship with God and not be distracted by what is my identity, what is my worth, what is my value according to the world. Man's approval will always leave you empty.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Every time. Every stinking time. So I want to get into a few practical things. Practically, how do we turn from seeking man's approval and be satisfied with the love of God, with the love of our Father? To start, you have to understand yourself in light of Him, but you have to know yourself. You have to take a look inward. And the heart is deceitful above all else. So do that in community. Don't do that on your own. Don't do that without prayer. But you have to understand how you are wired and the things that you need. One resource that is wonderful, David Ferguson wrote the top 10 relational needs, and I'll read all 10 of them. But if you go onto the Great Commandment Network, just Google that, Great Commandment Network relational needs, and it will actually take you to a needs assessment tool, and it specifies your personal relational needs. And it's a Likert scale, but there's no zero.
Okay.
That's on purpose.
Okay.
We're all needy.
Yeah.
We all have at least a one in all 10 of these categories that I'm going to read.
Okay.
It's important for us to recognize, like, okay, I need particular help. I need particular attention in these areas so that we can dive deep into understanding more about ourselves and be in right relationship with God and be in right relationship with others,
yeah.
which is what we're going to talk about later in this series.
Yeah.
So here are the 10. The top 10 relational needs: acceptance, affection, appreciation, approval, attention, comfort, encouragement, respect, security, and support. Every human needs all of those, and we're between a 1 and a 10 on how much we need them. So highly recommend.
We'll have that in the show notes for you guys.
For sure. Also, in an effort to encourage you guys to look into God's character, because in order to be in right relationship with Him, we have to understand who He is. I highly recommend reading In His Image by Jen Wilkinson. Talks all about God's character. It's incredible. There's also a resource. I have like a really old copied list of all of God's characteristics. Mm-hmm. I think I've given them to y'all, and
yeah.
there are boxes around the ones that we can also be.
Yeah.
I might clean that up. I will clean that up, and then we can put that in the show notes as well.
Maybe.
But it's helpful to see. I will do it. so that we can see, like, oh wow, like, yes, God is kind. I can also be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see how we can find ourselves in Him, which also helps us in understanding our relationship to Him. So, I feel like I could talk about this for ages, but just talk to the Lord, pray,
mm-hmm.
ask Him for wisdom. We're all different. We all have different needs, but we are all needy. Sorry. We're all needy. Sorry, guys. You are needy. You're all needy. I'm
no,
needy.
I'm not.
You are. You
I'm
are.
So needy.
And it's how you were made.
Me.
And it's how you were made.
Yeah.
Like, what if we,
great.
What if we just did that with everything instead of like, oh, I'm this. Like, wow, that's how I was made. Okay, great. Moving on. Be nice to yourselves. You didn't like that.
I had a thought and then it left.
Okay.
So I stopped.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I gotta respect it when I stop myself because I either forgot the thought or I am taming my tongue. So.
Ignore Rachel.
Yeah, I'm just ignored.
I respect it.
Thank
it's
you.
Still funny.
Oh man.
I love that you're talking about actually asking God for these things, because if we ask for these things, like, He will be faithful to give them to us when we are asking in accordance with His will.
Yeah.
And it is always in accordance with His will that we ask to be more like Him.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for wisdom. We ask for patience. The backdrop of my phone is, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I'm lacking in that area. So
yeah.
It is always good to ask Him for those things.
Yeah.
He will be faithful.
Well, and we're directed to pray without ceasing. We're directed, ask, seek, knock. This is not a, hey, just this one time pray and it's going to happen. That's not real. That's not the gospel. That's not what you see in the Bible. It's like, hey, you're in relationship with this God of the universe. Mm-hmm. And you have to talk to him if you expect your relationship to grow.
Well, and it's, Jesus had the parable of the widow with the unrighteous judge.
Yeah.
Like, the widow literally came to the judge daily, mm-hmm. asking and asking and asking. And this unrighteous judge, who was a man, mm-hmm. finally gave in because he was like, I just want her to stop.
Yeah.
Like, I just want her to stop. Yeah. And Jesus said, be like that woman. Mm-hmm. How much more will the Lord answer you when this unrighteous judge did?
Yeah. That's good. So pray. Ask him for wisdom. Spend time with him. Read scripture. Pray. Fast. Go on prayer walks. Get in community. Ask him for wisdom. If you ask him for wisdom, for discernment, for clarity, he's going to provide. Mm-hmm. And he provides everything for us. All of these needs, everything that we need, we can go to him. Amazing. We will only be satisfied when we are looking to him for our satisfaction. It always comes back to him. When we look away from him and toward ourselves, we have to remember, and you have to be in community, because you might be so blinded and so distracted that you don't recognize it on your own, and someone in your community can lovingly point you back and say, like, hey, I don't think that you're in a space where you even recognize that you're not seeking the Lord in this situation. And those are hard conversations to have, but they're so important, and we have to be there for one another.
Yeah, we're told to be truthful.
Yeah.
In love, mm-hmm. but truthful nonetheless.
Yeah. I have one more scripture that I want to read.
Read it. Luke it up.
Luke. Yeah. So, when considering our relationship with God, as we've said multiple times, the things that we're saying, we are saying with confidence because we know them to be true. That does not mean that we have mastered this. That does not mean that we don't struggle with it every day. We mm-hmm. absolutely do. And we talk to each other about it, and we encourage each other. We talk to our pastors. We talk to leaders in our church, and they help us. One of the things that we're about to read is about not being anxious. Mm. If we are continually looking to the world for our identity, our worth, our value, instead of to God, that is absolutely 100 times out of 100, I think is fair to say, going to increase anxious thoughts, mm. increase stress, make mm. us feel overwhelmed. Yeah. And it's not easy. It's not easy to just say, oh, don't be anxious. Got it.
Done.
No, that's not real. Which again, Mariah said it best, every day. Be in the Word. Yeah. Be spending time with the Lord. And so if we look at Luke 12, 22 through 34. And he said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn. And yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give to the needy, provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Mm. Do not be anxious. Thanks be to God. Absolutely.
So good.
If he cares for the grass, why are we worried that he doesn't care about us? Scripture says the exact opposite. He cares for us. He wants to be in relationship with us. And we have to understand who he is and understand who we are in light of that in order to have a right relationship with God.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Get in there. Open up that Bible.
Please.
Believe who he says you are.
Yeah.
Listen, it's intriguing.
It is. If you're, I mean, just if you're like trying to read a good story, read the Old Testament, man.
Good. Judges, read Judges. Read Judges.
Yeah, you won't have any nightmares. You'll only have beautiful dreams filled with leviathans.
Job.
Job was honest.
Judges has people killing people with bones of animals.
Yeah, well, that's not nightmare worthy.
It's biblical.
It sure is. It's in the Bible. Oh, man.
Beautiful, Joe. This was Gather to Scatter. Jordan Bourne, featuring Rachel and Mariah.
Yes. Yes, it was. So good.
And I loved every second of it. I said, and huh, a few times, but yeah.
I had an amen
there.
Yeah. Amen.
No, that was so great, Joe. Thanks for all of that. Yeah. Man. Well, any last thoughts, comments, suggestions, questions?
I'm excited to talk about friendship, obviously.
Yeah.
You can't wait to talk about it!
I'm very excited to talk about you guys.
Wow, that's so nice.
My gosh.
Talk about how hard it is.
Oh, okay. So when we talk about friendships, Rachel's won't be here. But Mo and I will be here.
Yeah. Friendships next. We're talking about friendship next week.
Yeah.
We are.
Amazing.
We sure are.
All right, well, tune in next week if you want to hear us talk about each other.
Yes.
In a good way.
Well, of course.
No, among men, among much more.
Here we go.
Next week we'll be talking about friendship. Join us. Tune in. We'll see you then. Thank you guys so much for listening to Gather to Scatter. We will see you next week. What do we do here?
You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just search Gather to Scatter and subscribe, like, and follow.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.